This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's a Wednesday, Lizzo Day, announced, huge announcement this morning.
Huge.
Yep. Can't wait to see her on a Friday night, RAC Arena in July 14th. Can't wait.
I said to Russ, like, just so you know, this is going to be Lizzo Day on Tuesday because we're going to be on holidays. And I said, so my party is getting tickets that day in the pre-sales.
Well, my thing is I'm going to be in Boyotbrook at a little farm stay where there's no reception at all.
Oh, God, you're going to have to drive.
I'm going to go for a little drive that morning, I think. Because so just behind the scenes, tickets for concerts, we don't get a lot of them. It sounds like we do. We actually don't. And if we do get them, they're very last minute. So when you generally want to see an act, you've got to buy the tickets.
Yeah.
And we've accepted that. And we'll be buying tickets for Lizzo because she's going to be incredible.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what's funny? So Russ is like, oh, okay. How many tickets are you going to get?
Four.
And I said, just the one.
He's Russell's not going to go.
Well, that's what I...
Oh, he wants to go.
Well,
he should go.
I listen to Lizzo around the house all the time. Like, she's just always on.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Russell was a fan.
Yeah.
Like, he's very low-key about
now.
It.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I do play a lot of Lizzo at home, but I was like, oh, I just didn't, because tickets are going to be expensive, right?
Yeah,
so my thing is, like, and I said to him, like, I'm not going to be chatting to you mid-concert. Like, I am locked and loaded. It's me and Lizzo.
Are you going to be in the pit or up in the stands? Because I'm going to get the nasty cheap ones.
I'll get the cheapies because, like, they are going to be expensive, I think.
As long as you're sitting nowhere near me, I'm fine. Because you'll be dancing the whole show. And I'll be like, no, get back
but
in your
seat.
But
then I was thinking maybe I should get two tickets. And then I feel like Russ will want to come.
He'll love it. He'll have a good
but
time.
But I also think if you're going to a Lizzo concert, you have to commit. Like, don't be sitting there, bums on seat, like tapping your foot. No, no, no. You're going to be. No.
People that stand in seats, get out of here.
No, I always like see what everyone around me is doing. Yeah,
of course, but if you want to dance, go in the general
area. But Lizzo is not the time. Like, you're going to be in the moment. You're going to be booty popping. You're going to be shaking.
Well, then go in the general area. Don't go anywhere near my seated area. How dare you?
Not the general.
No. Yeah, that's where everyone will be dancing.
Yeah, but then, like, obviously I don't have the stamina to do 2 hours of standing. So I'm, like, kind of up and down.
You're a terrible person.
What?
Terrible person. People that dance in their seats, give me the shits.
I always, if the person behind me standing, I stand. That's my rule.
What, you mean the person in front of you?
No.
Person behind you standing.
Yeah, so like when we're seated.
Oh, so you're not blocking them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my rule.
That's fair. But the second, when we're at Moulin Rouge, the second that everyone got it, you're like, I'm up, I'm standing up, I'm dancing.
I was giving them a standing ovation.
No, that wasn't needed. Brutal. Let's do Alpha Bucks because I want to go home.
L for Lima.
Yep. All right.
Starting with L name, A.
Animal, lemur, got it. Bang, let's go home.
Literally, that is one of the questions.
Is it really?
Yes! Yeah! Do we want to be a little kinder than that?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. We won't make someone
happy. It's very easy tomorrow.
Actually, we better not then. All right. Well, today's I thought was easy as well, but we didn't give it away.
No. Okay, fine. Another L.
All right.
Starting with L name and actress.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Bang.
And you got the double L. Also, Lucy Liu, double L's.
Hell yeah. I saw her on David Letterman. She was the guest, and she is just cool. She's a cool person.
You saw her in real life at David Letterman because that just sounds like such a non-event. Like, I was walking past the TV and she was on there.
I saw Paris Hilton on Sunrise. I literally did see her when I went to the taping of it, and she was just cool, man.
Yeah.
She's a cool person.
It's cool to go. I've only ever been to two TV show tapings.
Yeah.
You're such a tourist too. It's such a schlep to get to them.
A schlep. Didn't realize the Jewishness of Carly's coming this morning.
Well, it was in New York. That's why.
No,
it was The View that I went and saw.
See,
Whoopi Goldberg.
Show.
And I got to chat to her during the commercial breaks.
Best thing I saw, but Jimmy Kimmel, not for Jimmy Kimmel, the guest was former President Bill Clinton.
Hey, that's interesting.
It was very interesting.
What's his jawline like in real life?
Really, really good.
Chiseled.
Yeah, he cut glass on it.
Do they interact with the audience when the ads are on and stuff?
Yeah. So they have like a warm-up guy, this comedian. He was out there. But then Jimmy Kimmel was interacting with us and stuff. And then it was because I'd never been to a TV taping for Kimmel before. And I was like, what's up with all the security? Like, this is insane. Not realizing that it's because there's a former president. So
this is what I find awkward.
But he waved to us all and was just like, how you going, guys?
Do you know what's awkward, though? It's like for Jimmy Kimmel, it's like you've got the guests there, but you've got the audience. So you've got two people to keep entertained.
And he needs us to be laughing.
So what did he do? Did he ignore Bill Clinton and entertain the audience?
Bill Clinton was very in and out.
Like, he didn't even stay and do small talk with him.
No, but like during the taping bit, but the second, like, it was like, we're done. They went back to the crowd.
Because I feel like Bill Clinton's not that busy anymore.
No, he was promoting a book.
Yeah, he could have lingered, I think.
He just, actually, it was fairly fresh. Remember we went to North Korea and like save people? Remember he did that? Anyway, it was fairly fresh of that. He was kind of busy.
Oh, maybe he was. Yeah. Saving people's lives.
Yeah. Our president having sex with people.
Who else was on there, by the way? Was he the main guest?
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, the fighter from the Philippines. Yeah, and politician. Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's cooler than Bill Clinton.
Nah, Bill Clinton's cool. Just for all the jokes they used to hear in the 90s about him. I did not have a sexual affair with that woman. I did not have sex. It was very good. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's cool.
Yep, lived a life, guys. Jealous? You should be. All right, enjoy the podcast. Alan and Carly. Over the weekend, I went and saw a man that was once a personal hero of mine. Because I'm fat, fat, fat. Come on. Weird Al. Now, of course, he does the parody songs. He's been around since the 80s doing his thing. And he was coming to Perth, and I was like, you know what? I want to see that show. And I mentioned to you last year, Carly, that my mates kind of said, hey, we're all going, and we're going to go get VIP tickets for it. Do you want to come? And I was like, oh, I don't know about VIP. They're like, yeah, it's a meet and greet. I'm like, oh, I don't know about a meet and greet. I just kind of wanted to see the show.
Which, those tickets are not cheap.
No, it was cheap-ish compared to some of the VIP meet and greets.
How much was it?
Well, Matchbox 20, my mate, saw them, and it cost him $700 for a meet and greet. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm not paying that.
Absolutely not. I love Rob Thomas, but absolutely not.
I feel like he's someone you'd run into if you were holidaying in New York down the street.
Probably, and he would sing about it too. But it was like, I think it was just under $300, which is
That's still steep, so much money.
But we had front row.
You were chipping me for putting in a $300 upgrade bid for first class business yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel like that's way better money spent.
Like I said, I was guilted for my mates. It's something that I normally wouldn't do. And I've actually never done a meet and greet like that before. And it was an interesting experience. So we got told a couple of days out that the meet and greet would happen after the gig. I'm like, oh God, that's going to be late.
Awkward. He's going to want to get the hell out of there. Right. He's done a whole thing.
Then on top of that, we'd get one item signed and we'd also get a photo with him. And so you got to either get the poster of the show signed.
Did you have to pay extra for that?
No, that's all included.
Oh, nice.
And then also
piece of paper included.
Well, it was a big poster. It's massive. Or you could bring a personal item and you would sign that for you. And I was like, I wonder how many of these they've sold, you know. It turns out 100. 30 grand he made from that night just in VIP tickets alone.
What? So he is powering through.
Powering through. And so I was like, oh, well, this isn't going to be like a kind of full experience. We get there and they're like, all right, so, you know, because obviously COVID and he's got a bunch of shows to do. So like no hugging or like shaking hands. But, you know.
I don't think that's a COVID thing.
And I was just like, okay, like, yeah, no problem. Like I was kind of wanting to give him a hug, to be honest. Like, but all right, that's all right. And then so we line up it, and the way it works out, for some reason, they kind of shoveled things around. I ended up being the last person.
Oh.
The last.
So how long did you have to wait?
It was about an hour.
So you're like, waiting in a single file line.
Look, no, it was people... like we're all sitting in the seat and they'd come and grab each row and then you'd go and do it. So they said first
like
thing we're going
to do. Updating your driver's license.
Essentially, yeah.
That's so awkward.
First thing they go, all right, we're going to get the photos done. So you go there, quickly get a photo done, and then go back to your spot, and then you go and get your thing autographed. And when you're getting your thing autographed, you can have a chat with him. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we get the photo done. My photos are up on my Instagram. Nailed it. Looking great. There was a moment in one of the photos, I'm like, it looks very photoshopped. It's not, but it looks very photoshopped. But anyway, that was fine. Quick little like, hey, Weird Al, hey. And off you go. So then the next thing's happening, and I didn't have anything of my personal stuff that I wanted signed, and I didn't really care about the poster. So I hit up my stepdad, who's a massive Weird Al fan, and I said, hey, do you want me to get something signed for you? Because I know you got some original, like, you know, vinyls of him and all this. He's like, yeah, oh my God, I would love that, Al. I'm like, thank you so much. I'm like, sick. So he gave me his 7-inch single for the single Fat, which I just played before, this one. From the 70s.
Yeah.
No,
80s.
And I was like, all right, like, it's 30 years old. Like, here we go. So I'm lining up, and as I'm lining up in the autograph part, I notice people ahead of me are getting their personal items signed, but they're getting personalized. Because before this, the woman took our details and got our names on a post-it note for each person.
Oh, and he doesn't want your name on there?
Not on that, my stepdad's record.
No.
And we're getting closer and closer, and I'm like, what do I do?
Because then you're not going to look like a true fan.
Exactly. And I can't be like, don't personalize it.
And it looks like you're just trying to flog something on eBay.
Right? So we're getting closer and closer. Oh, wow. The anxiety is growing, which is a situation I should not be anxious about. I'm about to, like, you know, hang out with my hero for half a second. I'm like, I don't know what to do. My two mates in front of me, he gets a personalized autograph on a DVD that he brought of Weird Al to Luke. Weird Al, stay weird, something like that. I was like, oh no, Oh, no. Then the other mate in front of me, he puts out a pop vinyl of Weird Al, gets just an autograph on it. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I just go, I'll just do the poster. So he just signs the poster
to
Alan.
So your stepdad never got hit. Oh.
He didn't get it. And Weird Al kind of looked up at me and I was like, hey, how you going? He's like, yeah, good, good, good.
But you're still holding the record?
I'm holding the record.
This is awkward. He thinks you're trying to do a 2-for-1 now.
Yeah, and I'm the last person. And so he just looks at me and he's just like, oh, all right, well, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it. I'm like,
he didn't sign it for you.
He didn't sign it. I didn't offer it.
Sign the extra thing.
Yeah.
Jeez, who knew Weird Al was so tight?
It was almost midnight by the time we finished it.
Oh my God.
Had to go to
what
Brisbane.
Did you say to him, by the way? That's always awkward.
So I was so excited to say something to him, right? There was no time. And I was freaking out over the single thing.
Well, he wasn't too busy signing things, was he?
Yeah, I know. Well, he was. He was like 100 people powering through. So I
was don't it worth it?
No. No. It wasn't worth it. No, I don't encourage VIP meet and greets. Don't do them.
And you can't even sell that record to make your money back either.
No, I resold it. My stepdad, I just said I lost it. It's easier. I need to get $300 somewhere back. Alan and Carly. Their TikTok is going viral after a hairdresser has revealed the annoying customer habits that she can't stand.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of hairdressers have jumped in the comments and backed this in. So if you're doing any of these things, guilty as charged. So one thing she refers to is the hair flipper. So this is someone who keeps tossing their hair back while being styled, therefore making the hairdresser having to start over each time, and it becomes a tug of war.
Who's doing that? I don't move when I'm getting a haircut. I'm scared I'm going to mess it up.
My thing is, and I've done this before when I'm getting my hair done.
Problem.
I think I am, because what happens is they'll be like, keep your head straight.
Yeah.
And without even noticing it, you move your head more than you would think.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No? Okay.
No.
Not when you're getting your updo?
No. I'm worried they're going to mess it up, so I don't move. I'm like still.
I try
like
not to, and then I think over time, I'm like, I have a slight
head tilt.
I'm not a statue.
I do a slight head tilt, and they kind of have to go, like, lean forward. I'm like, I did, and they're like, lean forward. I'm like, oh, okay. But other than that, not really. What else they hating?
The intense watcher, someone who makes eye contact with the hairdresser as they're washing their hair. Oh. I never know where to look, because first of all, you're in front of a mirror looking like a drowned rat, like with those harsh headlights overhead, and it's always like you don't want to look at yourself because you're not, let's be honest, you're not living your best life with slick back hair.
Is that wrong?
Well, you're the exception to the rule, Alan.
Yeah, I always make eye contact through the mirror at the person cutting my hair.
I do sometimes, but you don't want to be an intense watcher. No, you want to do it the right amount of times.
I'm kind of looking at them, not the haircut they're doing. I'm kind of looking at them having a chat is most of the time happening as well. What's the other thing they're having?
The other thing is the drama queen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is someone who runs off before the cutter wash is complete. You see this sometimes around shopping centres.
Yeah.
When people are walking around with like their head full of foils, and I'm like, are you that busy that you can't sit in a chair and wait?
Yeah. And they also hate people that use their smartphones while getting a haircut as well, which I can understand that if it's like in the way. But
yeah, just be in the moment, people.
It's kind of backfired, but a lot of people in the TikTok has been commenting on behalf of customers who have got a lot of things with hairdressers they've got issues with. One of them is those conversations that they constantly have that are just like all about themselves. I've got a hairdresser that does that. I can tell you his entire life story.
Oh, really?
Entire life story. He was from the UK. He's come over here now. He was waiting for his dad to get the right visa. They're bringing their dog over. Literally, like, every
you
single
know
thing
what,
about him.
You know what you need? I've seen this in a few salons now, is they'll have quiet appointment or want to chat. And it's just a little flip thing that sits on the table. And you.
But that's rude.
Is that rude?
It's
kind of
rude.
Like Ubers, if you want, like, a quiet Uber or a chatty Uber.
But that's kind of rude, too.
I know.
Unless you're working, which you shouldn't
but
be doing.
But you've
got to
think about that person. He's probably told his UK story for now and till the end of eternity.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for it. I just said,
but
how
are
you?
Didn't flip the thing either.
There's no thing to flip. I'll flip him off. That's about it. Alan and Carly. Now, Carly, this is where you test me on my pop culture knowledge, celebrity knowledge, more importantly. I know quite a lot about pop culture, but I just don't try to retain this stuff, but it turns out I've been actually not bad at it.
That's what I was going to say. Whether you like it or not, it is seeping into your brain because weirdly, each week, you have been nailing this.
Maybe I'm just really good at everything. Ever think about that?
Everything?
Pretty much.
Okay. Everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I can't wait for you to make us a lovely Italian dish after this.
Better than your monstrosity you made the other day. What was that thing you made? The Italian pasta?
Mexican pasta.
Mexican pasta. Oh, God. Sorry. But look, anything's better than
anyway,
that.
Anyway, you are good at this. I'll give you that.
All right. Well, we'll see.
So today I'm going to test your knowledge on celebrity dogs,
I hate dogs. So I hate celebrities.
Well, you're good at everything, Alan, whether you like it or not, literally.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So the first dog that is owned by celebrities, it is a multi-poo called Penny.
This?
Yes.
Is that even a dog? It kind of looks like
Now, there's
a little
debate
baby Chewbacca.
About what breed this dog is. I've heard Golden Doodle.
I love this game.
I ended up going with multi-poo purely because... So when this dog has been papped quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a good Golden Doodle.
So I checked a couple. You know when they'll put the captions of the dog?
Yeah.
The dog's name is definitely Penny.
Okay.
She has a brother called Baxter. Not about Baxter at the moment. It's about Penny.
Sure.
So Penny is owned by a celebrity power couple.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three options
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Is Penny owned by Hugh Jackman and Debra Lee Furness?
Okay.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds?
Yep.
Or Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman?
I'm going to go Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Now, you want to talk through that decision or you just...
No, I need to move the segment along. We're 2 minutes in.
All right. Lock it in, Eddie.
Lock it in.
Can confirm you've nailed it.
Bang.
Second one.
It's too glamorous for the other ones. Just saying. Yep.
Second one. Lord Chesterfield.
Sorry, what's that mean?
That's his name.
The dog's name?
Lord Chesterfield, yes.
This.
He is a white rescue lab, yes.
He's beautiful.
He is gorgeous, isn't he? That's him on his birthday, party hat cropped out of the photo.
I thought it was a bow at first.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful. He's obviously well brushed.
Yep.
Good teeth on him too.
Great teeth.
Is he owned by Courtney Cox, Matt LeBlanc, or Jennifer Aniston?
Now, this is a harder one.
It is. But you can tell he's a well-loved dog. He's got
Courtney,
a bell on the collar.
So obviously we're going the Friends cast for this one.
He's got a friend in his life.
I feel like Jennifer Aniston's got the it's a rescue, you said, yeah?
Yes.
I feel like she'd want a rescue, right? She's a nice person. Matt LeBlanc's too busy. He's always, you know.
Can you see, yeah, and also the name. Who do you think would give a dog a name like Lord Chesterfield?
Yeah, but I don't know. She's not that pretentious, is she? I'm torn between Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston. I'm locking in Aniston. Lock in
you
Aniston.
Are?
Yep.
You've bloody done it.
Yes!
Okay.
Last one.
This isn't even the decider. You've already nailed it.
Look at this cute dog.
This
it looks a little
is
menacing.
A Doberman named Pyro. So is Pyro, who you can see there in some designer sunglasses and a heavy chain necklace as a collar, is he owned by Snoop Doggy Dog? he might bear some resemblance to his owner
if
he is.
In this photo you've given me, he's wearing sunglasses, so yeah, he kind of looks like Snoop Dogg.
Drake?
Okay.
Or Kendall Jenner? This is a serious dog too.
This dog
is a serious...
This is a hard one.
This dog pulls
it
on the lead.
It looks like the dog you would see on the front cover of an album, doesn't it? Like,
yes.
You know, with a cool, like, collar and like next to a girl
and also
bikini.
This dog you wouldn't want to run into it down a dark alley like
no,
it would beat you up
it would all right give me the options again
Snoop Dogg
yep
Drake or Kendall Jenner
yeah I'm tossing up between Kendall Jenner and Snoop Dogg I'm gonna be honest with you I feel like Snoop Dogg's would want something a bit smaller I'm gonna go Kendall no oh god this is a hard one I feel like Kendall Jenner was something cuter, but Snoop Dogg. I'm locking in Snoop Dogg. I'm not happy about
Snoop
my
Dogg.
Decision, but.
Why aren't you happy about it?
Because I just feel like Snoop Dogg would have something a bit smaller. I don't know if it's any of those options.
So
Kendall
then,
Jenner. Lock me in Kendall Jenner. I'm changing my mind. Kendall Jenner.
Good thing you did, because you're funny.
Yeah!
Yes! 3 from 3. Wow.
Wow.
You've nailed this, mate.
I don't know how.
From the man who said he doesn't love celebrities and dogs, I think I have found your wheelhouse here. Which means we're going to have a new celebrity dog segment every week. Yay!
Please no. Alan and Carly. Joining us right now is psychic Alison Maiden. Good morning.
Good morning, lovely. So good that you're back. I'm happy you're back.
I'm glad I'm back. We're off next week, which is alluded to something funny off air, because we do have chats with you, just general kind of chats, and then you occasionally will bust out a reading just by accident, and that's exactly what you did when Carly said, did she suspect any more extra time off for me? And you said, yeah, actually, he's going to have a bit of time off very soon. Literally week off next week, Alison. You're good.
You don't even need to send that in an email. That's great.
Yeah.
I highly amuse myself at times.
Now, Alison, I want to talk about what happened to a girl called Chloe. So she is on Geordie Shore, one of those reality shows over in the UK.
Oh
Yes. Anyway, she had a psychic reading, and she spoke about it on her socials. And basically, she showed photos of this. And if she didn't have photos, I would not have believed it. But she said what happened during her reading was her dad was channeled. Her dad has passed over. And what happened was she said the psychic's face transformed into her dad's face.
That's not a thing. Is that a thing?
Is this a thing?
It's a thing. What? It's called transfiguration.
No.
And
it's cheaper than plastic surgery, I guess. Yeah. Who can I transfigure into?
Calm yourself, Alan. So what happens is it's a transmediumship thing. So she's obviously gone to a transmedium who are people that basically can let other entities speak through their bodies, and not something I would recommend, but it is done. And I've actually seen this myself and been firsthand when this has happened. So I know that it happens. It's not something that's evil or blah, blah. It's just that the spirit, as he comes or she comes through, literally sort of takes over the auric field of the person that they're talking through.
Because you, when I went to your show, Alison, you feel the pain of spirits trying to connect with people. You feel like the pain of how they died a lot of the time, which was pretty interesting to see in person.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's part of my psychic abilities that I will have that. It's a clairsentience thing, so I basically feel the pain they pass with. But just to reassure people that their loved ones are still not in pain in the spirit world, it's because I have a physical body that I feel the memories that they had.
Oh, that's interesting. And sometimes, Alison, you'll also taste things.
So if I died, Alison, and then I came back to you as a spirit, would you be like, man, I've got a real like craving for KFC? And you'd be like, must be Alan.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah. I get it all the time with people. One guy, like, I had onion soup, and I'm like, I'm going to vomit. This is gross. And she said he was on a diet of onion soup a few weeks before he passed over.
Now we know how he died. Too much onion soup.
That's what I probably took him out. Yeah.
Okay, well, I've learned something here today. I did not know that was a thing. And, Alison, is that one of those things where you're like, thank goodness I don't have that gift?
Well, it has happened to me.
It has happened.
So, yeah. But not, the psychic isn't, like, totally aware of the person in their body or anything. It's in the auric field. So they're a spirit. They're not a physical being. They can't get inside the body. They can just sit in the aura. And so, yes, and people have said, I turn into a lot of different people.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. The shapeshifter.
Not in the negative sense of the word, of course.
That's scary.
That is scary. Well, if people want questions answered by psychic Alison Maiden, now's the chance for you. She's actually going to be in WA for a couple of shows, May 18th in Bunbury and May 19th in Busso. AlisonMaiden.com is the website. But if you've got a question for psychic Alison Maiden, 131060 is the number to call right now. Any feeling of topic that you want today, Alison?
Oh, let's just throw it out there, Alan. Just people in need. They're in need. Let's just do it.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it. 131060 is the number. We'll take your calls right now. So let's kick it off. Let me just make sure I'm not doing this wrong. There we go. Jess from Williams. Jess, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, how are we?
Good, Jess.
I've just got a quick question. If I had any luck or money in my future.
Oh, darling, wouldn't we all love to know that? Yes. Let's have a look and see what's happening around you, sweetie. First thing I've got to ask you is, do you have a little boy or do you have a little boy in the family around you at the moment?
Yes, there is a little boy in the family.
Okay. So I've just got to tell you, you've got to be very careful with him around water. Okay. So just a little bit of a warning about that one. But let's get back to you and your money. So yep. I do actually feel like you're going to be moving house, and that's something that will happen for you in the next, say, 9 to 10 months. Now, even though that feels a little bit daunting at the moment, don't worry about it because you're moving towards more prosperity and happiness, okay? So there has to be a move in order to get to your money, darling. And it does feel very, very positive for you, but I would say to you, you've still got about a nine-month wait before things will sort of, like, dramatically improve, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And Jess, my advice is, if you're living in Williams, get yourself some Rosie's Chicken in Williams, because that was my favourite when I used to drive through there quite often. That's my reading for you. Let's go to Tanya in Narrogin. Tanya, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, Alison, how are you?
I'm good, darling.
I feel like in the last 2 to 3 weeks I have been getting some signs. I'm just wondering if you might be able to give me a little bit of insight as to what I'm being warned about, or is it a positive? I'm just not sure.
There's definitely someone around you. First of all, I've got to say something about Dad. There's Dad coming through. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is Dad on the other side, or is he still on this side?
No, he's still this side.
Okay. So it's about your dad. And okay. I just get this feeling that you better get him for a bit of a checkup, right, if you'll go. Well, it's a stubborn old thing. And there's definitely a lady on the other side who feels like a grandma, and she is trying to give you the warning, sweetie, but you're very psychic and you pick up on things very easily. She's also showing me that she's been moving things around your house. So, you know, like things going missing and reappearing in different places. She's trying to get your attention for sure, but it's not a bad ghostie. It's one of your spirit guides. And she's a very strong lady. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of interaction with her in the future. But, yeah, get Dad checked out, sweetheart.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. You very much, Tanya. Thanks for all the callers today. I will leave it there. But thank you, Psychic Alison Madden. A pleasure as always.
So great. Have a good holiday, you two.
Yeah.
Will do. Will it be good, Alison?
It'll be awesome.
Love it.
That's all I did here.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.